stage in Geirus of Kabbalas HaMitzvos seems to be a absolute requirement as part of the process of Geirus. In fact, we even tried to medayik in the Rambam that it might not even be part of the process of Geirus as much as it is the definition of Geirus. If you remember, we saw in the Rambam says that when a person wants to be Megayer and wants to accept upon himself the mitzvos, he needs to do Mila and Tefillah. And the Rambam, by putting Kabbalas HaMitzvos not after the word needs, doesn't say he needs to do Mila, Tefillah, and Kabbalas HaMitzvos. He says he wants to do Kabbalas HaMitzvos and be Megayer, therefore he needs to do Mila and Tefillah. You see that it's even a step up. It's not that it's a requirement, it's definitional. Without Kabbalas HaMitzvos, so there's nothing to talk about. That's not Judaism, that's not Geirus. You need to be a person who's committing themselves to a life of Torah mitzvos in order to be Jewish. That being said, we did see that in the Shulchan Aruch, a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch seems to imply that Kabbalas HaMitzvos is only a din l'chadchila. It's not true b'di'evit. The Chemda Shlomo tried to suggest in Shulchan Aruch that we're misreading the Shulchan Aruch, and that there's a distinction between Hodas Mitzvos and Kabbalas Mitzvos, and that Kabbalas Mitzvos is Ma'akev, and it's Hodas Mitzvos which is not Ma'akev. And that was all a very important backdrop in order for us to understand the nature of Kabbalas Mitzvos when it comes to the Ger Katan. Because as we know, our Gemara presents us with two siurim of a Ger Katan. One is a Ger Katan. We saw, really, when we first began the sugya, three different siurim, three different possible situations or cases that we could call a Ger Katan. One is when a family converts and the children are converting along with their parents. That could be Ger Katan. That doesn't seem to be Rapuna's Ger Katan, but that is a case of a Ger Katan. In terms of Rapuna's Ger Katan, so it either means that the parents are not converting, yet they're bringing him in for conversion, but they themselves are not converting. That's one possibility. Another possibility is the kid comes in on his own to convert without his parents. And if he's coming in on his own to convert, so we said there has to be some amount of das that's enough that he can come in and say, I want to convert, but it's not enough das that he can just do it on his own. And we need Beis Din to somehow come in and provide das Beis Din. And the third possibility is literally a infant who is just swept off the street. Either you can present that in like evil Jews with horns who come and in the middle of the night steal Christian babies and convert them. Or it means kind, caring Jewish people without horns who find babies left on doorsteps and convert them and bring them into their families and raise them as if they're their own. So there are lots of different possibilities of what a Ger Katan is. But and for all these different possibilities, we really need to raise the question of, well, where is the Kabbalas HaMitzvos? If Kabbalas HaMitzvos is so, right, you can give a bris mila, whether it's a kid coming in on his own because he's 7 years old and he knows he's six and he wants to be Jewish, he just doesn't have enough das to be poel the Geirus on his own. If he's coming with his parents, so then maybe it doesn't matter what age he is. Or if he's an infant, you can always do mila and you can always do tefillah. Now, the Birch HaShmuel is going to address the question, doesn't Mila and Tefillah need some type of das in order for the action to be considered Mila? Meaning, isn't there a difference between chopping off a foreskin and doing a Mila? Mila is a halachic thing. It's called Mila. Chopping off a foreskin is just a surgical procedure. So if you come to a child and you cut off his foreskin, maybe that's not mila. Maybe you need das hamizgayer in order to have a mila. Certainly a mila l'shem geirus. Maybe enachanami, the mila is a mila, but it needs to be a mila l'shem geirus, not just stam a mila. So the Birch HaShmuel, which we'll get to at some point, is going to address some of these issues. That maybe the das Beis Din is coming to provide the das geirus into the action. But be that as it may, what the first and preliminary issue that we need to address is the meta question here, or the big question here, of where is the Kabbalas Mitzvos in Geirus of a Katan? So we're going to explore today four possible approaches to that question. Approach number one is, maybe you don't need Kabbalas Mitzvos in any Gairus. That would mean. So as we mentioned in the beginning of Shir today, and we spent time on, the Pashtus of the Rambam, the simple reading, let's say, of the Rambam is that the Rambam says that Kabbalas Mitzvos, not the Diuk that we made in the Rambam, the Rambam where he says in, what is it, Yud Gimel Yud Zayin, is that where it is? Yud Gimel Yud Zayin, where the Rambam writes, Kabbalas Mitzvos, or he usually really is, where he uses the word Hodas Mitzvos, but we'll call it, we won't make that Chemda Shlomo distinction right now, that Kabbalas Mitzvos is not Makev. So maybe we could argue that Kabbalas Mitzvos is not Makev, and therefore, when you can do it, you do it, but in a bidyevid situation, meaning when you can't do Kabbalas Mitzvos, you don't need it. And what would be a great example of a bidyevid situation where you can't do Kabbalas Mitzvos? A ger katan. Certainly, if we're talking about a baby or even a 4-year-old, he can't be mekabel upon himself in mitzvos. So maybe lechachil we would love him to do it, but b'di'eved you don't need to do it. And it could be that this is also the opinion of the Ritva. And certainly, without getting too medaktik, the standard answer you would get someone who is knowledgeable in the sugya, you would ask them, where's the ger katan's kabbalas mitzvos? They could say, the Ritva says you don't need it. L'chachila, it's a l'chachila thing, but yeah, but you don't need it. What does he say? Says the Ritva. Even though ger normally needs what we would call kabbalas mitzvos, hahu, now hahu means where? Meaning by a regular ger, not by a ger katan. By a regular ger. Hahu, l'mitzvah below la'akev. The Ritva here is not saying something about ger katan. The Ritva here is saying something about all gerim. All gerim, you think gerim need kabbalas mitzvos? That's not true. That's true lechachila, but that's not true b'di'eved. B'di'eved, you do not need kabbalas mitzvos. And therefore, and you know, he doesn't say the next point, but it's clear this is what he means. And therefore, every case of a ger katan is considered a b'di'eved situation. So we're allowed to do the b'di'eved approach. So that's approach number one in our sugya, that the reason why a ger katan doesn't need kabbalas mitzvos is because no ger really needs kabbalas mitzvos on a b'di'eved level. Now, we already saw that the Chemda Shlomo in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Rambam tries to argue that nobody really holds that. Nobody really holds you don't need kabbalas mitzvos. And you have to be much more careful when you read their words. Their words are hodas mitzvos, is not makif. Not Kabbalas Mitzvos. Sure enough, if you look at this Ritva that I just quoted, the Ritva also very carefully uses the words Shiyodi'uhu. Even though normally Yodi'uhu Kalos V'chamuros Ha'ula Mitzvah Lola Akev. So it could be that this Ritva, which seems like a big find, the Ritva holds Kabbalas Mitzvos is not Ma'akev. Not true. It could be that the Ritva, in an anachronistic sense, holds of the Chemda Shlomo is Chiluk, and he holds that Kabbalas Mitzvos La'akev, but Hodas Mitzvos is not Ma'akev. And that seems to be Mashma here in the Lashon of the Ritva again, where he certainly uses the word Hodah. Now, it doesn't mean Hodah, but he means Kabbalah? Could be, but he definitely uses the word Hodah. There is another Ritva, Ravitz pointed out a third Ritva, but there is another Ritva where the Ritva seemingly is very careful with his words. And I think that this is a Tanya de Misayeya, that we're saying the right shot in the Ritva. That the Ritva does not think that you can forego Kabbalas Mitzvos, only Hodas Mitzvos. This is in the Sugya and Shabbos. Now, this Ritva is a tricky Ritva, because the second half of the Ritva, that I actually originally didn't put it on, because I thought it would throw you off, and then I decided, you know what? Throw them off. Let's go for it. If you look at the Ritva here is commenting on the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara, oh, and it worked. The Gemara in Shabbos says that it's discussing when you're chayv one carbon chatos for a forgetting of Shabbos, and when you're chayv many for forgetting Shabbos. So he says that when we're dealing with someone who is a gerish nizgayer bein ha'akum, he converts in Madagascar,
and there's no Jews there, and he converts there, and that's where he lives. So he spends 10 years as a Jew, breaking Shabbos, and then he finds out, he moves to Eretz Yisrael, and he finds out about Shabbos, he has to bring one chatas. So there's one act of forgetting, and he never really knew about it. But someone who knew and forgot, then maybe they're going to be chayiv each time that they forget. That's what the Gemara says. Comes the Ritva and says, who is this ger who's Nizgayer and lives in Madagascar? So he says as follows. Piresh, because like, why doesn't he know about Shabbos if he was a ger? Like, don't you need to come all his mitzvos? Don't you have to tell him about all the mitzvos? I understand if you're in Madagascar, you're not coming across Shabbos that often, but how do you ever become a ger there? Perish, Shekibel Olav Bifnei Shlosha, Finisgayer Bifneihem, Elo Shaloho Di Uhu Mitzvah Shabbos, Shein Zema Akev. So if you read this carefully, you say, oh, this is the same Ritva that we just read. The Ritva says that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is not Ma'akev. That's not what he says. Listen to the words again. Perish, Shekibel Olav Bifnei Shlosha, Vinisgayer Bifneihem. Now, what does that mean? He was Kibel Olav Bifnei Shlosha. And don't say Kibel is just the verb you use for Geirus, because he says right afterwards, Vinisgayer Bifneihem. So he's clearly describing something in the process here. He was Mekabel upon himself Bifnei Shlosha. Mekabel what? Mekabel what? Or Mekabel the Mitzvos. He was Mekabel the Mitzvos, and he was Nisgayer, but they never told him about the Mitzvah of Shabbos, because that's not Ma'akev. You could have a person who's a Geir and doesn't know about Shabbos. You have someone who's a ger and doesn't know about Shabbos, because he was mekabel upon himself the mitzvah. I mean, a kabbalah klalit. He said, yes, I'm willing to do, you know, nasa v'nishma. They start to tell him, you know, there's something called kashrus. Great! There's something called taras v'mishmacha. Great! There's something called, before they can even tell him about Shabbos, he says, I'm in, I don't care, I'll do everything. So they say, okay, great. Oh, our flight out of Madagascar has to leave the basement. So they quickly disappear. He's stuck in Madagascar now. He can't get out. He doesn't know about Shabbos. Is that possible? The ritual says, yeah. Because he was mekabel upon himself the mitzvahs, but they never were able to finish doing the hodah, or they never did the hodah. And the hodah is not ma'akev the geirus. So here you see, I think, almost mefurish in the Ritva, that the Ritva holds kabbalah's geirus you need, it's just hodah's mitzvahs, which is not ma'akev.
Even over here, he doesn't say hodah's mitzvahs not ma'akev. He says hodah's, the Gemara says all you need is hodah's mitzvahs, kaos, and mitzvahs, chamuros.
And he says here, hodah's
Shabbos.
But that's
Shabbos. Right. The list of the Gemara is not ma'akev.
Correct. But the point that I'm really bringing out is that you see he was mekabel upon himself the mitzvos. Good. So this is good and it's not good. Because we've saved the image of Geirus being kabbalah's mitzvos. But it doesn't really help us with our question. So what was our original question? Where's the kabbalah's mitzvos by a ger katan? So we thought we could answer the question by saying, well, maybe you don't need a kabbalah's mitzvos, as we see in the Rambam and the Ritva. But now that we're seeing that the Rambam and the Ritva, the Rambam according to the Chen de Shlomo, the Ritva, just based on reading the Ritva carefully, you see, the Ritva never said, in general, you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. He said, you don't need Hodas mitzvahs. So we're back to square one. Where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs by a ger katan? So approach number one is, lo srichim Kabbalah's mitzvahs bishum gerus. You never need it by any. But we're struggling to find someone who says that. The Rambam probably doesn't mean that. The Ritva doesn't seem to be saying that. So we're going to have to come up with a different approach. So suggestion number two is maybe you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvos dafka by a ger katan. Meaning in general, b'derech klal ba'inan Kabbalah's mitzvos. But ger katan lo ba'inan, right? This is very different than our first approach. Our first approach was that you never need kabbalah's mitzvos. Now we're saying, no, you do need kabbalah's mitzvos. But ger katan is a chiddush. Who seems to say this? Who's the poor man who brought this and is, I'm going to be using it the entire time. Is that okay? I'm sorry. Okay, thank you. You're not really going to say anything else anyway, but thank you. I appreciate it. So if you take a look in the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita Mekubetzes is put right after the Ritva, which might suggest that we have to start, they were saying the same thing, but it doesn't seem like they are. The Shita Kubetza says as follows, B'shem the Shita Yeshana. V'zeh Lashon Shita Yeshana. V'af al gav tzarech Kabbalah, he wrote very carefully, he didn't write Hodah, that's what the Ritva said. The Ritva said Hodah. Afapi the tzarech Kabbalah, even though you need Kabbalah's mitzvos, hanimili hecha de efshar. That's when it's possible. Aval bikatan lo efshar. Now, I want to point out, he uses Kabbalah as opposed to Hodah. He uses efshar and lo efshar as opposed to b'dieved and mechachil. So it sounds like, according to Shita Mekubetzes, that a katan, who is fundamentally different than a gadol, he's a low efshar. It's just not possible. It might mean that the process, or maybe even the nature of geirus by a ger katan, is different than regular geirus. Meaning, we might here have a unique form of geirus. Now, when I say unique form of geirus, I can mean that in two different ways. Either the process to get to geirus is different, but the result ends up being the same. You're a geir. So the process for an adult to get to geirus is A. The process for a katan to get to geirus is B. But they're both geirim gemurim. Or it means that we're actually talking about two different types of geirus. Adult who goes through the regular geirus process with Kabbalah mitzvos is a geir sug A. And a katan who goes through geirus without a Kabbalah mitzvos is a ger, but it's a different type of geirus. So I'm not weighing in right now on those two different possibilities, but what I think you can be medayik from here is that it sounds like, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, you normally do need geirus, Kabbalah, in Kabbalah mitzvos in order to be a ger, but geirus katan is a unique chiddush. Rav Huna's chiddush was not just that Beis Din gets involved, but it's that you can actually have a geirus without Kabbalah's mitzvos. But where? By a ger katan. Since he's lo efshar, there's no requirement for Kabbalah's mitzvos. Okay. So that's possibility number two. Now I will just note, because we like to point it out, because we don't want to just be blind followers of footnotes and svarim. If you take a look in the Mosada Rav Kook, Shita Mekubetzes, On the word Kabbalah, in Shita Mekubetzes, he writes Kimo Shekasav Haritva Le'el. And I'm not saying he's wrong. He's probably Big Talmud Chacham, the person who wrote the footnotes. But there's definitely what to talk about. It's not 100% clear at all. I mean, if I was less respectful, I would just say he's wrong, because it doesn't seem like that's what Shita Mekubetzes is saying. But I don't think that's the right way to talk. I think We should at least say that it's not necessarily correct that he's saying the same thing as the Ritva. The Ritva, as we pointed out, seems to be talking about Hodas mitzvos. The Shita Mekubetzes is clearly talking about Kabbalah mitzvos, and certainly with the backdrop of the Chemda Shlomo, so it should at least be brought up that it's a possibility that he's saying something different. Okay, so this is approach number two. So approach number one was that we don't never need Kabbalah mitzvos. Approach number two is that a ger katan doesn't need Kabbalah mitzvos. And seemingly, the result is that he's a full-fledged ger without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Maybe I'll bring it up now. He does add afterwards, v'nafgamina, that if he touches yayin, lo abi yayin nesa. Now, that, as many of you have pointed out throughout this discussion, this sugya, it's a strange nafgamina to bring. It's a din d'rabbanan. Why is he bringing that example? Bring, you know, something serious, like kiddushin, kiddush of kiddushin. If he gives it, you know, a get is ha. Say he's a full-fledged Jew. Well, why do you bring in the example of yayin nesach? So, this, first of all, just a very pashut answer. And the pashut answer is, that's the most common case you're going to get into with a kid. A kid, we're saying he's Jewish, what situation do you get into a kid where you need to verify his Judaism as a kid? Like, what's going to be the nafkamina on day two when he's 3 years old, and now he's Jewish? But he's doing kiddushin when he's three, he's not doing kiddushin when he's three. He's doing kinyanim when he's three, he's not doing kinyanim. Yeah, you want to count him for a minyan, so you need to know if he's Jewish. You want to count him for a mezumin, he's not counting for a mezumin, even though there are days, he's not counting for a minyan. So what's going to be the case with a kid? It's important, if you have a Gentile kid around your house, you have to be careful. Just be careful if he touches wine. Maybe the example that's brought is just that's the push it. It's the common case. But maybe, and we're going to come back to this a little bit later, maybe this geirus of a katan that doesn't require Kabbalah's mitzvos doesn't mean he gets to the same place with less. He gets the full geirus without a kabbalas mitzvos. Maybe it means that the nature of his geirus is different than a regular geir. He has no kabbalas mitzvos, and maybe therefore he's not a geir completely. Now, what do I mean when I say completely? We could say d'oraisa versus d'rabbanan. Maybe he's only a geir d'rabbanan. He's not a geir d'oraisa. So that's why we pick a d'rabbanan din to highlight the fact that he's a geir d'rabbanan. So on dinei d'rabbanan, he's Jewish. So he touching wine no longer makes him into yayin nesef. He probably means stam yayinim, by the way. He doesn't mean yayin nesef. He probably means stam yayinim. Another possibility when we say geirus katan is maybe it's even all d'oraisa. Maybe there's something called leaving the status of being a goy, but not fully being a Jew. Maybe kiddushav wouldn't be kiddushin, but maybe regarding certain dinei d'rabbanan, he won't be a goy. Meaning, does wine need to be touched by a Jew in order for it to be drinkable, or is wine a problem if a Gentile touches it? To do kiddushin, you need to be a Jew. To make a minyan, you need to be a Jew. But touching wine and turning wine into stam yeinam is only a Gentile. Maybe he's yatsa michal akum, v'adayin lo nichnas legamre l'din Yisrael. I said we're going to have a discussion, we're going to do a whole sugya about a tshuva, about a Moroccan ger, who, there were poskim who argued that he had an in-between status. He wasn't a goy, but he wasn't yet a Jew. So we'll bring that up as a possibility here. Maybe when the Shidun Vetzah says, oh, the ger katan, where's his Kabbalah? You need a Kabbalah. You're right, but we can't do it. So we're mafilin the ger. We allow him to become a ger. And l'may nafkamina, not for kiddushin, because he's not a Jew completely yet. But maybe he'll be enough of a Jew that if he touches wine, it won't become stam yeinam. Yeah.
This could be completely wrong, but I've thought differently to read it. A question of dust. Cotton and dust together, and the same thing would happen with goy, use a yayin part of the zara and the yayin to not use.
Okay, and therefore, what are you saying? Shimon, what's this saying?
And therefore, a goy cotton who touches wine is not yayin in it.
Ever.
He's a cotton.
Meaning, and therefore, when we say nafkamina, though, yeah, we're trying to say nafkamina that there was some geirus there.
Between
katan
and gadol.
But the Shin Wetzes was, oh, because. How many have the Efshar? But katan lo Efshar, the nafkamina, the naga, b'yayin lo b'yayin nesech. I thought that you're saying nafkamina isn't that he did a geirus. That's not the nafkamina.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I definitely didn't think that's what it meant. Well, I don't mind. I'll think about it again. It still doesn't ring true with me, but I'll take a look again. Okay. Approach number three. Approach number three is perhaps we're going the wrong direction. We're trying to say, maybe you don't need it. That's not true. You definitely need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Whether it's an adult, number one is wrong. Definitely, regularly, you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And you know what? Ger Katan also needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's nothing to talk about. There's no such thing as Geirus without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But here, there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. How? How you did the basis. That's the whole role of the Beis Din. Ger katan mafilin also al das Beis Din. What is the das Beis Din? What's the Beis Din doing? You know what the Beis Din are doing? The Beis Din are being mekabel for him the mitzvos. Now, before we figure out if this is possible, we mentioned the other day, what is Kabbalah's mitzvos? So we quoted that the Tzafnas Panech, the Rugged Shaver, says that all it means, Kabbalah's mitzvos, is a nichusa, a indication that you're interested in keeping the mitzvos. So I would call that very low level. Low level in the sense that all you need to do is to say, I'm interested in this. So if that's all Kabbalah's mitzvos means, then I think this is a very nice argument. Ger katan, you know, so that's based in, oh, where's the Kabbalah's mitzvos? Well, Kabbalah's mitzvos just means an indication that you're interested in this, and the based in is able to apply, is able to provide that for the ger katan. Why? He definitely would want this. And if we just need to show that he wants it, we could definitely have the Beis Din provide for him the das of saying, I want this, the Kabbalah's mitzvos. If you learn, though, that Kabbalah's mitzvos is much more than just a indication you want it, but it's a real hitchaivut. It's a real commitment to say, like, yes, I am taking upon myself the mitzvot. Not just I would like to be Jewish and I'd like to keep the mitzvot, but it's some higher level commitment. So then, I don't know, we have to figure out, is this something that the Beis Din can do for a person? The Beis Din can provide this commitment? I mean, at the end of the day, the guy's not committed. Zochen l'adam shlobafonov doesn't usually mean commitment. In fact, when we say zochen l'adam shlobafonov, we say as long as it's not a chav to a person. Now, a chav usually means an obligation. It means a commitment. Now, it's true. Mitzvos are great, and they're ennobling, and they're valuable, and all those things. But at the end of the day, it is an obligation. It is an all. It is a requirement. So, if you just want to say that all the Ger needs to do is say, I want this, I'm in, it's one thing. But to actually commit and obligate yourself in all these mitzvos, that's a much bigger deal. Now, in order to address this, I want to take a step back and ask the question, you know, we spoke about the different forms of Ger Katan. The Gemara said Rav Huna was not talking about a certain type of Ger Katan. That's what the Mishnah is dealing with. And what's that? That's the case of where the family comes in and is Megayar together. The children are going through a Geirus process with their parents. In that situation, we really could fundamentally ask the same question, as I said in our Hakdama here. Where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs when the family comes with the kid? And the Gemara there is not talking about that we're Megayrim al-Das based in. When Rav Huna says Megayrim also al-Das based in, that's talking about where the kid that they comes in on his own and the mother brings him in, or they swoop him up off of a doorstep. But when the family's coming and being Megayir together, we don't need Das Beis Din. We have Das Aviv. So let me ask the same question I've been talking about the Beis Din, let me ask about the Aviv. What does that mean that the father does, he's Megayir al Das Aviv? Does that mean that the father's commitment to Kabbalah's mitzvos covers the kid? Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that the kid is like buttel to the father? We don't need it. Is it that we have it through the father? Or we don't need it through the father? Maybe a kid who's converting with his family doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvos. Maybe because he's bottled to the father, maybe he's not bottled to the father, but he doesn't need it. It's a special type of Ger Katan. So it could be that the pshat is, maybe that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says the kid wants what the father wants. Maybe the pshat is that it's true. I can't say for Benny, since Benny's not my son, my biological son, but since Benny's not my biological son, I can't commit to mitzvos for him. But for my son, I can. My child, there's such an umdana that my child wants what I want. Like, the whole family's becoming Jewish. The whole family's moving to Italy. So, those are two different cases. The whole family's moving to Italy. So what, we're going to say, like, the kid's not going to move to Italy? Of course the kid, he's 2 years old. He's not going to move. I'm not talking about a gubble, it's two. Of course he's moving to Italy with us. What, are we going to leave him behind? So we're all becoming Jewish, Lahavdil. We're all becoming Jewish. So of course he's going to become Jewish with us. Of course he's committing to the mitzvahs. A father can commit for a child. So we had two different siurim. We had Rav Huna, Ger Katan, and then we have the case in our Mishnah of a child converting with his family. Poshet, when a kid converts with his family, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs of the family is chal on the kid. Now what about by Ger Katan? Comes Rav Huna and says, Al-Das Beis Din. What does that mean? Maybe the pshat is that the chiddush of Rav Huna was, just like a father can be mekabel mitzvos for his family, and that is chal on the kid. The kid's also mekabel mitzvos. So too, Rav Huna's chiddush is, a Beis Din can do that also. And I will bring you a knockout diuk in Rashi. It's not a diuk, it's mamish mefurish. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, what here is this mechanism of Ger Katan? Says Rashi, Al-Das Beis Din, Shlosha Yu B'Tvilaso, Kedin Kol Tvilas Ger, Shetzuchim Gimel, Vehein Nasin Lo Av, Veharei Hu Ger Al Yedehem. Why does Rashi stick that in? The Beis Din becomes like his father. Why does the Beis Din? Why does the Beis Din have to become like his father? Such a strange thing for Rashi to throw in. He doesn't need a father. He doesn't have a father. He's a little kid. We found him. I mean, he has a father. We don't know who the father is. We have no kid. So the Beis Din's going to be Megayir him. Say, the Beis Din's Megayir him. Why does he say, and they become like his father? Maybe it's to address this issue of Kabbalah's mitzvos. meaning when a father converts with his kids, the Kabbalah of the father is chal for the kids as well. Because he's his kid. What, he's going to do something different? The kid wants what the father wants. Comes the Chiddush of our Gemara that the Beis Din can become like the kid's father. And therefore, when the Beis Din is megayer him, there's going to be a Kabbalah mitzvah, so al-yidei the Beis Din, which will be chal for the kid. Okay, so this was approach number three. Approach number three said, you definitely need... Right here, this was our Chiddush, approach number two. Approach number three, Bo'inim Kabbalah mitzvos. Bechol ger gam bekatan. And the Chiddush is that the Beis Din is mekabel avuro. The Beis Din is mekabel the mitzvos for him. And as we said, if the Kabbalah mitzvos is a very small little thing, a la Tzatzas Paneach, then say it, we don't need to explain much. The Beis Din can do that for him. But if it's a real commitment, how can we say that the Beis Din can do it? The Chiddush of the Gemara is that the Beis Din can, because the Beis Din is like his father, and just like when the father converts with his kid, you don't need a formal Kabbalah mitzvos for the kid. The father's Kabbalah mitzvos is chal for the kid, so too in our situation. Okay, this is approach number three. The final approach, do we have time for the final approach? Time is it? 1:15, perfect. The final approach is also going to say, you know what? We need Gerus, we need Kabbalah mitzvos. Nothing to talk about. You need Kabbalah mitzvos. And it's not the Beis Din that's going to be Makabal for the kid. It's the kid who's going to be Makabal for the kid. But not now, when he's older. Tosfos in Sanhedrin writes, he wants to know, how can you have Gerus of children? First of all, of course you can have Gerus of children. Look at Har Sinai. All these kids were all Nichnas the Bris. Where was their Kabbalah mitzvos? So at the end there of the Tosfos, he says that maybe this is very much connected to the statement of Rabbi Yosef in our Gemara. Rabbi Yosef says that when a kid turns into a gadol, he's able to get out. Listen, why is he able to get out? If the gerus was chal, the gerus was chal. How can he get out of it? Can't undo the Judaism. So what's pshat in Rabbi Yosef? So says Tosfos, it's not really about the mecha. That's not the chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's chiddush is not so much the mecha as much as it's the lack of mecha. You cannot convert without Kabbalah mitzvos. So therefore, when he's 1 year old and we find him on a doorstep, we can do tefillah on him. We have to get him to hold his breath, but we can do tefillah on him. And we can do milah on him. Kabbalah mitzvos we can't do. He's not old enough to do Kabbalah mitzvos. So he has not completed his gerus process yet. When will he complete his gerus process? When he turns 13, and we'll say to him, okay, buddy, which means, in other words, are you makabel the mitzvos or not? Do you want to live a life of Judaism or do you not want to live a life of Judaism? And if he's not moche, so then that's his kabbalah mitzvos right there. When he accepts the status quo and continues to keep the mitzvos, so that is his kabbalah mitzvos. So this is what Tosfos writes in Sanhedrin. And the Aruch Lener there comments and says, Eino ger gomor, ad gadlus, which means that for dinim like kiddusha of kiddushin, those things will not take a place until shas gadlus. Now, Danny and Sam brought up a very nice diuk in the Aruch Lener, and that is the Aruch Lener writes, he's not a ger gomor. Does that possibly mean that he is a miksas ger? And this really begs the question of what we basically just suggested according to Tosfos in Sanhedrin, is that we could do the mila and fila when he's a baby. But the Kabbalah mitzvos will come when he's an adult. Okay, what's the status between them? From point one, katnus, until gadlus, what's his status? So here, we'll go back to what we spoke about around 20 minutes ago. Is it possible that he has begun the gerus process? He's done mila, he's done tefila, so he's sort of like removed, it's almost like even... like symbolically, it even speaks to this type of svara. He did the tefillah, like he washed himself of his Gentileness, right? He did mila. He removed the foreskin. So it's sort of like he distanced himself from his Gentile past. But he hasn't yet been the Kabbalah mitzvah. He hasn't yet accepted upon himself the yoke of heaven. So what is he? Is it possible that we can be Medayak in the Aruch Lener, who says that he's not a get gomer? He's a mixas ger. He's not a get gomor until he's mekabel upon himself the mitzvah. So that certainly is, I think, a possibility. Now, if you take a look in the Rif in Yevamos does not quote the din of Rav Yosef. Some people thought that the Rambam doesn't quote it either, but he does. He just doesn't quote it here. He quotes it in Hilchos Malachim. But the Rif does not quote the din of Rav Yosef, of Higdilu Yichol and Limchos. So what does that mean for the Rif? So it could mean that he holds that, it could mean that he holds that, like some of the sheikhs we saw earlier, in Echonami, he's, meaning, let's say like this, he might agree with Tosfos and Sanhedrin in Lomdus. What do I mean by that? He agrees with Tosfos and Sanhedrin that the this is the Rif. The Rif who doesn't quote the din. The Rif who doesn't quote the din of Higdil Yichol Limchos, he might agree with Tosfos Sanhedrin in Lomdus. That what? That the role of this Rav Yosef's din is in order to establish a Kabbalah's mitzvos. That's why Rav Yosef said in Higdil Yichol Limchos, it's to establish a Kabbalah's mitzvos. But he might hold that halacha, you don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvos by a Ger Katan, like we saw in the Shittim Gometzas. So therefore, the Rif doesn't paskin like Rav Yosef. Why? Because he understood that Rav Yosef was coming to provide the Kabbalah's mitzvos, and the Rif holds, you don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvos by a Ger Katan. So the Rif leaves it out. The Rif does not quote this din of Higdil Yichol Limchos. What's very interesting is if you look in the Rashba, the Rashba writes that he thinks that the reason why the din of Rav Yosef was left out is because Rav Yosef never said his din about Rav Huna's halacha of Ger Katan. Rav Yosef was saying it about the case in the Mishnah of when you convert with your family, which means, according to the Rashba, that when you convert as a Ger Katan, maybe you don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvah. But when you convert with your father and your family, there you dafka do need a Kabbalah's mitzvah. This would be the exact opposite of what we've been trying to argue until now. We've been trying to argue until now that the case where you convert with your father and with your family, you don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvah because you have your father's. It's dafka by Ger Katan where we need to figure out where's the Kabbalah's mitzvah. The Rashba seems to learn mamish fakert. He learns that this whole din of Yichol Limchos, that's dafka by when the father converts them. But when he converts on his own, the kid, we don't need this din of Yichol Limchos. Lemaisa, this discussion, again, what we're trying to argue right now is that what we're trying to argue right now, let's assume the standard, not like the Rif, not like the Rashba, let's assume that the din of him Higdil Yichol Limchos applies by a Ger Katan. Rav Huna's Ger Katan. Like Tosfos and Sanhedrin writes. So what does that mean? It means that the kid needs a Kabbalah's mitzvos, and he'll get one. But when will he get one? When he's a gadol? What's the status in between then? Unsure. What there's what to discuss. This last answer, as opposed to the earlier answers, right? Let's just write in what's this fourth answer. The fourth answer agrees. You need Kabbalah's mitzvos by all gerim, also by a ger katan, but it's not the basin that's going to be makabel for him. Rather, it's going to be the katan, we'll put in quotes, will be mekabel kishiyagdil. How will he do it when he's a gadol? Al yidei e mecha. Through not being mocha. And that was the whole purpose of Rabbi Yosef's din. Nafka mina between these two, seemingly is when does he become a ger? According to the first approach, the Basin's mekabel, he's a ger miyad. According to the approach that we just suggested now in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, he's not a ger, or at least he's not a ger gomor, ad sheyagdil. I want to conclude by pointing out that this whole discussion, right, let's go back just for one more moment. What was our approach even before that? A ger katan doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvot, which would mean, when is he a ger? He's a ger miyad. He doesn't need Kabbalah's mitzvot. Okay. All of this might lie behind a little passage that appears in the Rashba and in the Ritva. The Rashba and the Ritva both ask a question. Why does our sugya say, Ger Katan matbilin oso al das beisin? Why matbilin oso? Say molin oso? Say megairin oso? So the Rashba gives three answers. Why it doesn't say molin oso? We give him a mila. It says tefila. Number one, we need a case for women. Women, children, gerim, don't have a bris milah. They only have tefillah. So we've chose tefillah. It's It's unisex. It works for both men and women. That's answer number one. Answer number two, that you do the tefillah after the milah. So the tefillah is really the completion of the program, of the process. So we don't want to write mullin, because then maybe you would think we can just begin the process. We write matbilin, then we can even finish the process as he's a ger kohen, where we can do the second stage. The third answer is fascinating. The third answer in the Rashba writes, you know why we write matbilin also? Because when he... No, I want to read the Lashon inside. Because I don't know if... You don't necessarily realize how exciting this Rashba is unless you have all of our background here. Says the Rashba as follows in the third answer. It's a rabusa. It's a chiddush. Mishum demila dinhu shita'alelo kishiyagil. It makes sense that the meal is going to count for him when he's a gadol. What do you mean? What's, isn't it counting for him now? It makes sense that it'll count for him when he's a gadol. V'yisratze, and he wants. He wants what? What do you mean v'yisratze? And he agrees. He agrees to what? To yesh nabolim b'shas ritzono. Because it'll still be there. The mila will still, he will still be mahul when he's 13 years old. B'shas ritzono. What's this kishayirtze b'shas ritzono? What I think the Rashba is saying is that he's going to do kabbalas mitzvos when he's a gadol. He doesn't have kabbalas mitzvos yet. He doesn't have yet ratzon. And therefore, says the Rashba, the chiddush here is Mila is pashit, it'll still be around when he's 13, and he finishes the geirus process by doing a kabbalas mitzvos. Aval tefila, the dip in the water, after he comes out of the water, the tefila is gone. Tibishaita loya bendas, when he did it, when he was 4 years old, he wasn't a bendas, he wasn't shaykh to do a kabbalas mitzvos yet. Ubishash nitzratze, and when he's 13 and he's able to do a kabbalas mitzvos, in Ebola, the tefila is gone. The meal is still there. But the tefillah is gone. So Emelo, I might have thought that maybe therefore we can't do the tefillah now when he's a kid. We can only do things now when he's a kid that'll still be around at the critical time. When's the critical time? When he turns 13 and he's able to do a kabbalas mitzvos. Kamashmal on the chiddush, we could start the whole process now. We could do the milah, we can even do the tefillah, which will be long gone when he's 13. We can even do that now. What is this third answer of the Rashba seemingly saying? The third answer of the Rashba seemingly is saying, along the lines that we saw in Tosfos and Sanhedrin, that you need a Kabbalas Mitzvos. And you know what? That Kabbalas Mitzvos is not going to come now via the Beis Din. When's it going to come? It's going to come when the kid is older and he's bar mitzvah and he's able to recover upon himself the mitzvos. The Chiddush is, how can you... That means, when's the Geirus really going to be Chal? When he's 13. How can the Geirus be Chal then? There's no mila and tefillah. Oh, no, I did mila and tefillah when I was 3. Okay, the mila, maybe I can accept, because you're still mahul. But the tefillah, tefillah's long gone. That wasn't, you have to do it now, b'shas geirus. Shas geirus is when you're 13. Comes the chiddush and says, no, it's not all or nothing. He could start the process when he's 3. He could do the mila and the tefillah will be considered the shame geirus, and he'll even begin the geirus. Maybe Allah... Sam and Danny, maybe he's even a ger b'miksas already. But when is it completed? It's completed when he's older. It could be that the first and second answer in the Rashba that say the reason we use the word matbilin is because it's covering the kavos, or because it's second in the process, maybe they hold like our earlier approaches. And therefore, they don't give the third answer. It's Dafka, the third answer, that says this whole fancy shtickle Torah, because he's holding that the Kabbalas Mitzvos needs to be later. So it could be the different Deos in the Rashba are arguing over the question that we've been addressing, which is, do you need a Kabbalas Mitzvos? And if you do need a Kabbalas Mitzvos, is it provided immediately by the Beis Din? Or is it only going to be provided later when he's a gadol? Okay, have a good day. Yes, John.